Coming into the body scan today here in class, most of you are sitting up, so taking care of your postures, that you're sitting up in a way that feels easeful, with your feet planted, your bottom evenly balanced in the chair, your hands soft in the lap. And if you're lying down here or at home, also taking care of posture and noticing all the contact points, whether you're sitting or lying down. The feet, your bottom, your back, arms, hands. If you feel comfortable about it, letting the eyes softly close, or leaving them open ever so slightly, letting them be soft and downwards to let the light in. If that feels better for you, or if you're sleepy, having eyes open. Noticing that the body is being breathed. Perhaps feeling the rise and fall of the breath at your belly. And bringing intention to this practice. Intentions to open to direct sensory knowing of body as body. Letting go of the commentary. And approaching whatever you should find in the body with interest, with a kind friendliness. Remembering there's no special experience to have. There's no need to get relaxed. We're not trying to fix or change anything. But rather we're opening to the body as it is in the present moment through this direct sensory knowing with kindness, with friendliness. Taking a couple of nice full breaths. And now releasing the breath and letting it travel down your left leg into your toes. And feeling the toes of the left foot. The big toe, the little toe, and all the toes in between. Noticing contact with shoe, floor, sock, perhaps a sense of temperature, moisture, pulsation, vibration. And then letting the attention go to the sole of the left foot. Feeling the ball of the foot, the instep, and the heel. What can you notice here? And now redirecting your attention into the top of the left foot. Perhaps there's a sense of the skin at the surface. And the flesh beneath that. And the bones. And experimenting with breathing in and out of the left foot. Breathing all the way down into the left foot and out again. not to fix or change anything, but to open a little more deeply to your experience. Remembering if there's no sensory experience in any location, that's your experience to be known. It's not a problem. And now releasing the left foot, let's come into the ankle. Again, you might have a sense of the skin at the surface next to your sock. A bit of the soft tissue, tendons, and bones making up the ankle. And letting your awareness travel into the rest of the lower leg, the calf, and the shin. What can you notice here? Now, by this time, your attention has probably wandered many, many times, remembering that's normal. Each time the mind wanders and we notice it, we're actually mindful. Each wandering is always equally matched by a moment of mindfulness. So congratulate yourself, you're back. And you might care to notice where the mind drifted to. Thinking, planning, worrying, daydreaming, ruminating. Feel it momentarily, and then bring yourself back to the scan. Let's shift our attention now into the left knee, opening to our sensations here. If there's any discomfort anywhere in the body, as you go through it, opening to the particular sensations and see if you can let go of the thought, pain, and feel the particulars of the sensations. Letting the breath now travel into the knee and lower leg. So if there's any discomfort, we might notice pulling or stretching, pulsation, burning. But let go of thoughts such as pain and problem and anything else that might really color your experience. And now releasing lower leg and knee on the exhale and redirecting attention into the thigh. At the surface, we might feel the skin from the knee all the way up to the sitting bones. And beneath that, a sense of these great muscles, powerful muscles. And perhaps too deep within the bone. Breathing in and out of the left thigh, opening to what you experience here. There's no right or wrong, there's just your experience to be known. Directly, kindly. And now letting the breath travel all the way down to the toes of the left foot. And on an exhale, releasing the left leg and shifting your awareness down into the toes of the right foot, noticing what you find here. Sensing the individual toes, the spaces between. Noticing some toes are easier to feel than others. This is normal. Feeling the sole of the right foot. And the top of the right foot. Breathing in and out of the right foot, letting it be just as it is, nothing to fix or change. Simply to know, in this moment, and on the exhale, letting go of the right foot, bringing the awareness into the right ankle, shin, and calf. Taking care of any sleepiness that is very common, normal experience for any human or mammal at this time of day. Letting the eyes open for a while, perhaps stand for a while. Breathing in and out of the right lower leg. Letting it go on the exhale, coming to the right knee. Feeling the knee directly. If there are thoughts about the knee or any other body part, label them as thoughts, thinking. Maybe it's a type of thought like judging or comparing, worry, fretting, ruminating. Remembering that thinking has its place, it's just not the way of knowing we're practicing right now. So gently letting it be. Perhaps noticing that contrast between thinking about your knee and sensing it directly. Breathing in and out of the right knee. And releasing it on the exhale, sensing into the right thigh, the whole length of the right thigh, the skin, muscle, bone. Feeling the body as body in this moment, not the past, not the future, just here. And then breathing in and out of the right thigh, deepening your awareness, not trying to fix. You notice any fixing at any point, label it. Oh, there's fixing. Little taste of the doing or the driven doing mode of mind. Label it and come back to being through your mindful awareness. Letting the breath extend down to the right toes. Breathing in and out of the right leg. And then letting that go on the exhale. And let's shift now to the upper extremities. Feeling your hands opening to each and every finger and thumb. And so there's a great deal we can feel here. There's so much sensory awareness. Tingling, pulsation, vibration. Hands can actually be often quite a pleasant place for the awareness. Letting go of any gripping. Soft hands. Soft heart. Opening into the palms of the hands, perhaps even feeling the creases. Sensing to the backs of the hands. Breathing in and out of the hands, deepening your awareness. There's so much to feel in the hands that it can be a nice place to help ourselves with sleepiness, can brighten our awareness. On the exhale, letting go of the hands, opening into the forearms, letting your attention really deepen here, because it is possible to feel the pulse at the wrist. Opening into the elbows, the bony outer parts, the soft inner parts. And into the upper arms, all the way into the shoulder joints and armpits. Now breathing in and out of both arms down to the fingertips, feeling them as a whole. Noticing again and again any wandering mind, labeling wandering mind, knowing it's normal, it's natural for the mind to wander. Just like our ears hear, our minds are wired to wander, scan the environment for trouble in the past or future. We might label the type of wandering, some thinking, some strong emotion, often attended with thoughts. Label the type of thought. Without getting caught in more thought, just notice the thoughts. Ah, yes, there's judging, there's planning, there's worrying, there's daydreaming, there's sleepy mind. Feel it momentarily, and then come back to that direct sensory knowing. With interest, with friendliness. On an exhale, releasing the upper extremities now from our awareness and dropping our attention into a sense of the sitting, the pelvic bones, the buttocks at the chair or floor. Noticing the genitals, the bladder, perhaps the lower intestines. Feeling the hips again, hip bones. And with careful attention, we can also notice a little bit of the breath moving the pelvic region. Or we can deliberately breathe in and out of the pelvic area. And then on an exhale, letting that go and moving awareness into the abdomen. Feeling the belly deep within, perhaps a sense of digestion or hunger. Noticing any tightness, contraction. We feel and store many emotions in the abdomen. And so some of the sensations there may be about that. Noticing too the rise and fall of the belly as you breathe. And then letting your awareness travel through the abdomen to your back, your low back, feeling the tailbone region, the bones, the muscles, and into the lumbar spine. This whole low back region can be tight and contracted when we're stressed or just trying to manage our lives. So nothing to fix or change, but can we open to whatever we find here? Possibly breathing in and out of the low back region. Sometimes just a little bit of gentle awareness leads to some softening. Some letting go of contraction we didn't even know was there. But let go of the agenda to fix. This is more about opening, releasing, allowing. Letting attention travel up the back towards the waist and the lower ribs. Feeling the bones of the spine, the lower ribs, the skin and muscles. Letting awareness travel up the back, feeling more bones, skin, muscles. Noticing the movement in the back as you breathe. Coming up the back, higher. Up into the shoulder blades and shoulder muscles. Noticing the movements of the shoulder blades with breathing. It's very common to want to wiggle about with practice. You have discomfort. See if you can first just open to it with your mindful awareness, with kindness and interest. Sense into it, breathe into it. And then if there's a need for any movement, letting that be a part of the practice rather than a movement away from the practice. Sensing too into the back of the neck. So shoulders, back of the neck, often tight for us adults trying to cope with our lives. Opening to what you may find here, feeling the movements of the breath here as well. and letting a sense of awareness of the back of the torso from the nape of the neck down to your tailbone happen by breathing all the way down from the nape of the neck down to your tailbone at the back of the body. Feeling it as a whole. With interest, direct sensory knowing, with kind friendliness. Noticing the changing nature of all experiences. Letting all that go on the exhale, and letting your attention move forward into the chest cavity. And you might possibly, with careful attention, sense your heart beating or a sense of vitality here. Feeling to the lungs and the movement of the rib cage, the chest wall. The chest and heart area is another place too where we feel emotions, where we store them. So some of the sensations may be about that. Not so much thinking about that, but just opening to it as possibility as you sense experiences. And then shifting into the front of the neck, the throat region, again another important region where we feel and store emotions. Opening to the sensations here. Feeling the movements of the breath through the throat. And now breathing in and out of the face and head region, feeling it as a whole. And then noticing the particulars, a sense of the chin along the jawline up to the temples, a whole region that can be quite tight when we're stressed. What can you notice here? Directly. Feeling to the cheeks and the cheekbones, these muscles of expression, emotional expression. We may be tight here. Sensing into the mouth, the lips, the teeth, gums, tongue, palate. Noticing wandering mind, naming the type of thinking or mind state that's showing, and coming back. Feeling the nose and the passage of air at the nostrils. And opening to the experiences of the eyes, the eyeballs, eyelids, and all the tiny muscles around and between the eyes. They can often be tight, with different emotions and concerns. Rather than thinking about it, can you sense the experience directly? As an act of kindness to yourself. Similarly, between the eyes and into the forehead, there can be significant contraction. Perhaps worry, anger, frustration. And then letting your attention sweep over your scalp, the crown of the head, the back, the sides. Feeling your ears. And opening to the experience of hearing. And now breathing in and out of face and head region again. Letting that sense of the breath expand, sense of breathing down too through the arms to the fingertips. Breathing down through the torso to the pelvic region. Breathing down to your toes. Sense of breath and body as a whole, all together here. Being with ourselves just as we are, with this direct awareness, with interest, with a friendly awareness. A way of knowing that is often kinder and much wiser than thinking.